Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotion. Today's chapter is Acts chapter 22, and it's a bit lengthy, and so I want to encourage you to open up your Bible and follow along with me. Just some context, Paul is now speaking to a crowd of Jewish people, and he is going to be sharing basically his testimony, and so let's see what Paul says in Acts 22. Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you. And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. And he said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to make those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. And since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing by me said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. When I had returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance and saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that in one synagogue after another I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of Stephen, your witness, was being shed, I myself was standing by and approving and watching over the garments of those who killed him. And he said to me, Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Up to this word, they listened to him. Then they raised their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live. And as they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the tribune ordered him to be brought into the barracks, saying that he should be examined by flogging, to find out why they were shouting against him like this. But when they had stretched him out for the whips, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, Is it lawful for you to flog a man who is a Roman citizen and uncondemned? When the centurion heard this, he went to the tribune and asked and said to him, What are you about to do? What are you about to do? For this man is a Roman citizen. So the tribune came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman citizen? And he said, Yes. The tribune answered, I bought this citizenship for a large sum. Paul said, But I am a citizen by birth. So those who were about to examine him withdrew from him immediately, and the tribune also was afraid. For he realized that Paul was a Roman citizen and that he had bound him. But on the next day, desiring to know the real reason why he was being accused by the Jews, he unbound him and commanded the chief priests and all the council to meet, and he brought Paul down to set him before them. Amen. So, in our passage today, Paul was wrongly accused of disrespecting Jewish law. And instead of retaliating and fighting back, Paul shares his upbringing, his religious training, his conversion to Christianity with the crowd. And as soon as he says Gentiles in verse 21, the Jews remember their anger and begin rioting again. There are a few things more powerful and disarming than a story, particularly the story of how Jesus can change someone's life. Paul could have argued the finer points of the law with anyone in the crowd. He could have expounded on Jesus' fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. But instead, Paul shared his story of transformation. He shared his story of how he came to know the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus. A murderer of Christians transformed into a preacher of the gospel. That's a compelling story. Every Christ follower has a story to tell. If you have encountered Jesus in your life, and if you believe in him to be your Lord and Savior, then you have been rescued from a life of sin and disobedience, set free to follow Christ. Paul told them his story in hopes that they would also turn from their rebellion to God and put their faith in Jesus. And this is a great example of practicing Jesus' words in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies. God's patience and grace towards us should cause us to extend patience and grace to others. And one of the greatest ways we can do this is by sharing our story. Will they receive it and believe? Maybe, maybe not. But we won't know unless we share. We don't need to be articulate salesmen or well-educated theologians to tell others about Jesus. God has given each of us a story of transformation and the power of the gospel. And who are we sharing our stories with today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to continue, Lord, to share our story of salvation and transformation by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to do it with boldness, not just to those who we like, not just to those who are our friends and our family members, but even to our enemies. And Lord, I thank you for the example that Paul gives us, a man who is completely transformed from one kind of life to a follower of Christ, a murderer of Christians transformed into a preacher of the gospel, specifically to the Gentiles. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to do the same in our own circumstances. Teach us, Lord, and God, we just pray, Lord, that you would encourage us by your Spirit. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily devotion. And hope that we can share our story to someone today. Have a great day.